Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to talk today about the unfolding drama now here in Holy Week. We're given readings in the Gospel from the Gospel of John. The church leads us now through this holiest of weeks when we more deeply engage the reality of what Jesus himself encountered, the spiritual forces that were at work, the battle that was going on within the 12 apostles, the spiritual drama that's there, and where eventually it's all going to lead to the end of the week, to the triumph of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. But today, part of the reading focuses in on the betrayal, on Judas, already speaking as well about Peter's denial. And one of the things that John's gospel, especially chapters 13 through 17, can be so helpful to us today, because Jesus is not only living a reality there, but the apostles and the Lord are about to step into, as Jesus described it, a very intense tribulation, right? The most intense moment of spiritual combat in the history of reality itself, all creation, probably right there, Holy Thursday night, Friday, Good Friday, all the forces of the kingdom of darkness coming down on Jesus, coming down on the apostles. Jesus is coming to do that deed he's about to accomplish. But the apostles actually don't understand at this moment. And today's reading, this is the Last Supper discourse. It's just prior to, it's Holy Thursday night. You know, it's just prior to Jesus getting arrested. And Jesus is about to tell them, the apostles, what's going to happen. And one of the things is, one of you is going to betray me. Another one of you, some of you, you're going to deny me. Another place he says, you're all going to scatter. And they're like, no, this can't be, this can't be. And the Son of Man, he starts telling, really is going to have to go to the cross. And they can feel the tension. You imagine the Passover is historically, it's a celebrative meal. It's a very important one, recalling the great Passover in Egypt. But here, in the midst of the celebration, Jesus helps the apostles understand now the intensity of the drama, the intensity of the battle that's about to unfold, and it's going to reveal something about them. The tension, the tribulation, the difficulty, the lack of control, the opposition, the anger, the hostility of, you know, the rage of hell itself. All these things, they're powerful and they're intimidating. And sometimes it's hard to even understand what's happening. You just know it and feel it. It's happening. Here it's happening at an extremely intense level. And Jesus is leading them into it. And then he's preparing them. It's something they have to pass through. They have to learn. They have to pass through this tribulation with the Lord. He's going to accomplish what he alone can do, which is to disarm the principalities and powers and the rulers of this world, the demonic world, the dark world, the satanic world. He's going to break the power of sin, because we've talked many times on the program, the apostles understood it so clearly later, they preached it so powerfully, they taught it to us, it comes to us in the scriptures, that sin and death are dominions, they have powers, they're really powerful realities, and they can rule and have dominion over the human mind and the human heart. And the devil can manipulate that. Our human flesh is so weak, it's ego-centered drives, it's fallen reality, the human flesh, it's the core of our life. It's inescapable. Everybody's got it. Everybody battles. Everybody says deep down inside, my will be done, not God's will be done. There's something deep there, and a mistrust for God, a resistance to God. Father Francis Martin, a great biblical scholar who went home to the Lord, often said that there's a secret rancor, anger and rage toward God and the rule of God that's in the human heart that needs to be healed. That's why Jesus said we need a new heart. And of course, the world that connives, we see the Roman world that's conniving with the forces of darkness to lead to our Lord's crucifixion. But it's key to remember he's in charge of every, Jesus is in charge of all of it, and God the Father, that the devil's not dragging Jesus anywhere. Jesus is a warrior king. Jesus, in his humble love, in obedience to the Father, is walking into, drawing the enemy into a battle that will destroy the enemy's powers forever. And Jesus knows the weakness of the flesh of the brothers who are there with him and what's going to be exposed. It's like the ultimate life lesson for them to see just how deeply the fear of death, the fear of pain, the fear of men, loss of position, loss of place, loss of whatever, lack of control, they're going to experience at a very high level the power that's in those things and the weakness that's in them. And then Jesus teaches beautifully throughout this section of the gospel, teaches them how to walk through tribulation, how to not fear. He says these things we've talked about on the program over the last couple of years. He says, in the midst of tribulation, this drama that's unfolding is be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. I'm overcoming these powers. I brought the power of the kingdom. My Father's kingdom is absolutely unconquerable and unstoppable and a power that's greater than this little planet here on earth and the forces that are present here. And he's going to deal with them. So he said, just put your trust in me, lean into me. And then, of course, their hearts were intensely troubled. And Jesus said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Make a decision. You don't have to let your hearts be troubled. How do you fight that? You believe in my Father. He knows all that you need. You believe in me. You trust in me, my words, and know what I'm doing. Trust in me. Trust that what I'm telling you is true and that I'm going to accomplish it. And you can lean into this with your whole life. You don't have to figure it all out. Just believe it. Follow me. I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there's many rooms. This is all about me coming both to love my Father, to fulfill the first commandment, and to rescue you from the powers of sin and death. And I'm going to rescue you. And I'm going to bring you home. And in the meantime, I'm never going to leave you. I'm going to give you my Holy Spirit, who will empower you to walk in peace and will transform your mind, transform your heart, empower your will, and anoint you for the work that I'm calling you to. So that drama is unfolding, and the apostles here are just living in it in real time. And they began to experience. Jesus said, amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. One of you will betray me. The disciples looked around, who? And of course, we know. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. That is, he nodded to John, who was closest to Jesus at the time, reclining right next to Jesus. Peter gave him the nod. He was the leader of the pack. And he said, find out who's he talking about. Master, who is it? And Jesus said, it's the one to whom I hand the morsel after I've dipped it. So he dipped the morsel. Of course, we know Judas dipped at the same time. And it says here, when Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. He was in agreement somewhere in some way. Judas aligned his heart with the enemy's strategy. He allowed Satan to enter him. And then Jesus just looked at him and said, what you're going to do, do quickly. Who knows what was going through Judas's mind at that time? He had his mind on the money. He had his mind on making sure that Romans were overthrown according to his mind and his will, the rest of it. But that drama right there in the core of their brotherhood, in their fellowship, in their communion, it started to break down. And imagine the shock the apostles were experiencing to think one of them, one of the pack, was about to sell out Jesus. And then Jesus says this, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You'll look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, the Son of Man is glorified. Son of Man is a title for the Lord, right? There's Old Testament connections there. And he's glorified by the Father. He will be glorified in the resurrection and ascension into glory. But he gives glory to the Father because he obeys the Father freely, joyfully, knowing it's the fundamental act of love and surrender and trust to the goodness and faithfulness of the Father. And so Jesus gives glory to God the Father by loving him. And he shows us again that this is the way. This is the Christian way. It's God's way. It's a revelation Jesus is giving us and the Father of the relationship between the Father and the Son and the love between them, which is we call it the Holy Spirit, this whole energy, life, and person. It's three persons in one, a communion of radical love. That's where everything that is, the ground of all being is this. This is God. And Jesus becomes one of us and says, here's how you're meant to enter into this with us. He'll say so beautifully in John 17, he'll talk about the deep union, I and you and you and me. His destination is to come to your heart and my heart, but he's got to go through the cross and get to glory so that he can pour out the Holy Spirit in you so that you can live in union. Later, there'll be readings that say, you know, some of Jesus's last words, I thirst. What does he thirst for? He thirsts for you. He thirsts first for the food and the drink that comes from God the Father. He said he lives on it. He feeds on it. He said that's what life is. But he thirsts for souls. He thirsts for those who the Father has created, who bear the image of his Father and bear his own image, to bring about the fulfillment of the Father's ultimate purpose for each and every one of us. And then Simon Peter, in the last paragraph, Master, where are you going? Jesus answered him, where I'm going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later. Peter said to him, Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times. You're going to deny me three times tonight, Peter. And in Matthew's gospel, the account is even more heart-wrenching, you know. Peter's saying, no, it's not going to happen. Lord, I would never do that. I will die for you, like he says here. And Jesus said, no, Peter. I mean, the day's coming where you will, but not now. Peter's weakness is being revealed. Peter's fears, his inordinate self-love, his fear of pain, of death, of men, the panic that's there. Jesus knows what's in the heart of man, John tells us earlier in his gospel. He knows what's in your heart, and he knows what's in my heart. Which character do you identify with most in these readings of the apostles? There's a little bit of all of them in us, I think. And Jesus wants us to keep our eyes on what he kept his eyes on. The Father, our Father, the love of the Father, the will of the Father, the faithfulness of God the Father, the power of God the Father, all these things. And to take the one life he's given us, take your life seriously, and what Jesus has done for you, to take it seriously and to radically surrender and make your life a priestly offering to God. To say, Lord, I trust you. I'm not going to obsess about all the things in my life anymore. I'm going to trust you, fix my gaze on you. By your grace, through the power of the Holy Spirit, I want to be conformed to you all the way to the end. Grant me the grace to live wholeheartedly in fullness and to persevere to the end. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.